Okay, we are recording now.
We're live.
We're live. Hello there. Welcome to the first of many podcasts for Curiosity Corner. What is Curiosity Corner? Curiosity Corner is a podcast that helps to inspire you and advise you in launching your career, but it also helps with branding and marketing efforts that will inspire action and activation. Those are nicely stitched together words, but basically it's going to help people in two ways. That's our purpose. Our purpose is to help people in their career development. So we will provide advice about how we can do that, we can help you with that. And it'll help you in any marketing effort. So we have podcasts scheduled to talk about influencer marketing and the impact of influencer marketing. We have podcasts scheduled to talk about how do we get to a true insight for a target audience. So we cover a lot of ground, and that's our purpose. Let me introduce to you our co-hosts, myself, Ben DeSanti, and I have Claire Harrison here. And you know what? There's another purpose for Curiosity Corner, and I'll have Claire get into that other purpose so that you can fully understand what we're attempting to do here.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. So early in my college career, I noticed that there was a niche that needed to be filled where students wanted to ask questions with people in the industry and just get their insight ways that they could really make an impact on, you know, the interview process or getting your foot in the door and like tips and tricks. So I think that's another big part of Curiosity Corner because it's not obvious to a lot of kids about what they need to do. So I just wanted to make a difference and we both just want to help out with launching people's careers and helping people chase their dreams and goals.
And if you haven't noticed by now, I tend to bring the experience view from basically being a little bit long in the tooth, let's say. I remember the first ads I made, they were carved into stone. But I've been around for quite a while. And Claire adds the perspective of a lot of the young up-and-comers. She has this nice purview of what is happening with folks who are coming out of school and how things are kind of changing. So everybody knows the changing landscape of marketing, but we hope to provide a nice perspective of yin and yang between where it's all come from and where it's going. So that's another reason for the two of us kind of being here. The next thing that we really want to touch upon. As we go through each of the topics, we're going to have an experienced and expert in each of the areas. But, you know, first thing you'll probably want to know is what makes us any kind of an expert out there in the marketplace? Why should you be listening to us versus anybody else out there? So one of the things we wanted to do was give you a little bit of background so you kind of know where we're coming from. But this one, I'm going to have Claire go first, because Claire has a more interesting background than me. I just have a long background.
No, that's not true. But yeah, so my name is Claire Harrison. I was originally born in Kansas City, Missouri, but lived in Bel Air, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area for most of my life. I moved to Chicago to attend Loyola University Chicago and study advertising and public relations. I have always been that kid that loved school, loved to learn, definitely a perfectionist, definitely OCD, you can ask Ben.
I need that. I need that kind of order in my life because I'm all over the place.
I have been at DHP since last January, which is kind of wild to think about. And I can honestly say I've learned so much in, you know, a short period of time. It feels short and long at the same time because it feels like I've known you, Ben, for a long time. And I love the DHP family so much. I really feel like I've learned so much in such a short period of time. And this is gonna sound really cliche. I think being at DHP and having like real agency experience, especially being like so young in my career, has really showed me that if you do something that you genuinely love, it doesn't feel like work. I look forward to my DHP days and getting to talk to Ben, and we always end up talking for hours and solving the world's problems. Some work that I've done at DHP, I've done a lot of research alongside Ben and helped create decks and work with influencer strategy and analyze trends. And we've really discussed like what's going to happen in the future of advertising and prepare for that. So that is the very quick bio on me, and now I'll let Ben take it away.
It's very nice to hear that you're having a good experience at DHP. That's what we try and build with all the folks that we work with. But that aside, this isn't a sales pitch for DHP. We're here to try and help educate. You know, one of the things that most people don't know about me is my undergraduate degree is a teaching degree. So, you know, I have a fondness for, you know, like mentoring, coaching, helping people along. When we talk about backgrounds, you know, there's this wonderful thing out there, which I know you all know about, which is called LinkedIn. And you can look through LinkedIn and you can see what my background is. So I'm not going to sit here and, as one of my former mentors told me, I'm not going to sit here and show you my vacation videos and bore the heck out of you. Going through all the things that I've done across the year. What I will do is kind of position things like, if anyone out there who's watching this has seen the movie Moneyball, when they talk about Billy Beane, who is the general manager, I believe, of the Oakland A's, and when he came up, he was a five-tool player. That's the way they described him, five-tool players. Well, in our world, I would almost say there's four pillars, or if you want to call it, we're four-tool players. And so the four areas that I will touch upon, but I'm not going to go into depth because you can see this in my LinkedIn profile. One is pedigree, background, where'd you come from? You know, what was your education kind of coming through the ranks, if you will? And that one is deep on my end. Prowess is the other one. And what have you done in your career? That's another area where, you know, you can take a look at the different accounts that I've worked on. I've worked on everything from upstarts through some of the largest global brands out there in many different capacities, mainly in the strategic planning arena. Practicality is the third. And so these are the four tools, all being P's. Practicality being approachable and relatable. Whenever students ask me, what does it take to be successful in a career in marketing? The first answer out of my mouth is always flexibility. You have to be able to adapt to the situation that you're in. And it doesn't mean that you just have to bend and be a contortionist. It just means you have to adapt yourself to the situation, but then you have to be firm in where you adapt yourself to. And the last area, which is the one I have great passion for, is prognostication. When asked at one of the last large agencies that I worked for, what I saw as the vision for the planning department, which I happen to be leading the planning department for that agency, I said, to become Nostradamus-like, meaning I want to be forward-thinking. I want to be that person that identifies before anybody else does what's going to happen out there. We're doing this now when you look at the whole COVID situation. Everybody's kind of saying, what's next? How do we start to adapt? And you're seeing people on one end saying, people are changing their behaviors forever. And then you have people on the other end saying, well, you know what, once we have a vaccine, everything will go back to normal. It's really somewhere in between the two. So that's the four-tool player. That's my background in kind of a odd nutshell. But that's, you know, kind of where we both come from.
We could give a quick rundown of how we met.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Go ahead. You go first. And also talk about what made you kind of choose a marketing career.
Oh, okay. I'll try to make it a short story. Basically, one day I was in college and I was thinking, like, what truly makes me happy, because I really want to do something where I feel fulfilled, I feel satisfied, I want to make a difference. So first I was thinking, oh, maybe a doctor, maybe psychology, maybe a political science. And then I was trying to find, okay, what's the central theme between all of these different roles? And I found I am most interested in understanding the way people think and what triggers people to take action in different ways in their life. And then I came to advertising and I took an advertising class. Shout out to Richard Pychinski. And it was branding and repositioning. And I realized how fascinating like consumer behavior was. And you and I have talked about this too. Like, what makes someone make this purchasing decision? Is it the design? Is it the packaging? Is it that they were targeted with the way advertising is moving in the future? Is it social? Is it influencer? Which we've also touched on at DHP. So that got me really excited about advertising. Cut to my class with Pi. He's such a mentor to me, and I can truly say he was the best professor I've ever had, and we still keep in touch today. And I would talk to him after class all the time and ask him questions and basically just nerd out about whatever he had taught us that day. And one day I asked him, is there anyone you know who would be willing to answer questions for me? Because I'm just so eager to learn more. I want to make connections. I want to just feel like I'm making headway on my career, and I want to learn from the best. And he then sent me to DHP.
And then he sent you to us. So, you know, Ken Hicks can qualify as the best. I don't know about myself. Keep going.
You're both the best. But he sent me over to you. I feel like it was maybe a week later. And we sat and had what I thought was an informational interview. I thought I was just going to come in and ask you some questions. And then I don't remember if it was you or Ken, but one of you was like, so what are you doing in a few months? Do you want to come work for us? And I was like, really? I didn't even know that was an option. But I want to hear like what your first impressions were and what you thought of like the first day we met.
Well, first of all, you gave the shout out to Rich Pychinski, but I have to thank him for sending you our way. It's been a pleasure working with you. You know, even in the short period of time that we've kind of been together, I see your eagerness to learn and your assertiveness in getting things done. Those are two assets that can help anybody in a career. You know, there's you know, that one other element of when you first meet people, it's an impression that's left, and that impression, you know, came through to both Ken and myself. You know, I have to admit to you now, I can do it now. I couldn't do it at that point in time. But after you left, it was like Ken and I looked at each other and said, we got to figure out how we can work with her.
Really?
Yep. And so that's kind of how it all transpired. Let me transition into, you know, those moments. You kind of talked about moments where you transitioned into marketing. And I'll say in my world, you know, there were actually two moments. And they were very far apart, believe it or not. First was when I was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the three-year-old mark, I learned this story actually later when my parents told me, but they said, you know what, there was something interesting about you. You used to always watch the commercials more than you watch the shows on TV. And so I said, isn't that odd that I go into a marketing career and that was happening? So I guess I knew really at a very young age, this is what I wanted to do. Second, oddly enough, was many, many years later when I was going for an advanced degree for school psychology. Mm-hmm. And I learned at that point in time that school psychologists really didn't help students with any of the issues that they had. Because what we had learned in the program I was in was that as soon as a child or a student comes to you with an issue, you have to bring them to a social psychologist. You can just help them choose their classes and you can help them choose a career path. And I said, well, this is not. And then, you know, that actually we kind of forayed into, you know, I ended up turning into marketing. And then I said, why don't I apply psychology on a broad basis, which is what marketing is, understanding people and figuring out how to meet their needs and do it in a better way than anybody else can. So, well, that's the short story on both of us. We hope you will tune in to the next several podcasts that we'll have for Curiosity Corner. They'll be over a wide array of topics, but they will be topics that will help you in your career development, and they will help you in your marketing day-to-day lives. Thank you for tuning in, and look forward to seeing you in future podcasts.
Thanks, guys. I'm so excited, and see you soon.
Take care and have a great day. We'll be right back.